Back in the latter part of 1999, anti-fatty food activists announced a legal campaign against state fair vendors over the issue of airborne cholesterol. And now, with the state fair having come and gone again for another year, and with no noticeable change in the environment, the case is about to go to trial. But at least one side in this disagreement is unhappy about the delay. Brick Walters reports.
It has been a very long year for Virgil Smoot, chairman of the Committee of Concerned Citizens Combating Cholesterol, or CCCCC.
I saw what was happening with those lawsuits, you know, against the tobacco companies, and I figured this would be quick and easy. Collect some evidence, get a judge, pick a jury. We had collected hundreds of trays of mini donuts and Pronto Pups, cookies, french fries. We had off-duty police officers standing guard over the evidence, and yet so much of it disappeared. I don't get it. What happened?
In addition to all this, Virgil Smoot laments that many witnesses who had promised to testify against the cholesterol peddlers later got cold feet. Among them, Donna Slocum, who told me last year that she attributed her astonishing weight gain at the 1998 fair to airborne fat from the mini donut stand just feet away from where she was working.
Well, the fact is, I overindulged at the fair, and I accused Big Fat because I didn't want to take responsibility for my fudge puppy addiction.
But you were adamant last year that you gained 5 pounds the first day, even though you had only eaten one carrot.
Yeah, my therapist says I was in deep denial, but I'm over it now.
Now, I have also learned that in the last 6 months since you changed your story, you've received a free dozen donuts every day from the Squishy Morsel Donut Company.
Oh, that's not true. But even if it is, it's part of my therapy.
In fact, Slocum and several other plaintiffs in the airborne fat lawsuit have been enrolled in a behavior modification program called Becoming Whole with the Donut, where they receive frequent exposure to donuts and are supposed to develop a mastery over them. Dr. Helen Patella developed the technique.
You can't beat the donut by hiding from it. You have to face it. To become whole with the donut, you have to do battle with it every day and win.
Now, what do you say to the ones who can't resist and wind up snarfing down the whole box?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't discuss results. That's confidential.
All of this leaves Virgil Smoot in a snit.
When I got involved in this cause, I thought we'd win an easy victory, but as I look at the justice system, the police station, the judges' chambers, even the jury room, there are donuts, cakes, pies, everywhere. We may never get a fair shake or even a jiggle.
On the eve of the first ever airborne cholesterol trial, anti-fat crusaders are admitting they're up against a heavy hitter and face a huge disadvantage. But the stakes are enormous, and the battle ahead promises to be crushing. Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.